USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
All right, it's not even Halloween yet, but it's going to be the holiday season before we know it. Are we going to be able to safely gather with our friends and loved ones?
If it's safe enough to be in groups again. On CBS's Face the Nation, Dr. Anthony Fauci was asked if families will be able to gather together safely during the holidays.
It's just too soon to tell. We've just got to concentrate on continuing to get those numbers down and not try to jump ahead by weeks or months and say what we're going to do at a particular time.
I'm Wendy King.
There's been a blast at a mosque in Kabul, and it wasn't the Taliban. At least that's according to the Wall Street Journal, which says a Taliban spokesperson confirmed there was an explosion, but said it happened at a funeral service for the Taliban's chief spokesman's mother. That report says the blast killed at least 4 people, and this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
Democratic U.S. Senator Cory Booker of New Jersey saying a database of violent interactions between police and suspects and citizens is needed for the entire nation. Speaking on CBS's Face the Nation, he said the database would be essential to get a better look into what's actually happening when it comes to police brutality. Booker insisting it's not a political issue, but a moral one, especially because there are families who do suffer the loss of loved ones killed by police. Police in Florida believe they have found the body of a missing college student. The sheriff in Orange County, John Miner, says what they believe were the remains of 19-year-old Mia Marcano, who'd been missing for over a week, were found earlier Sunday. A maintenance worker at the woman's apartment complex has been the prime suspect in the case until he apparently took his own life a few days ago before investigators could find him and interview him. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
American Airlines is the latest big airline to require employees to get COVID-19 shots, as its chairman and CEO, Doug Parker, spelled out the requirement in a letter sent to workers on Friday. He said the policy is due to the company's involvement in government contracts and work with the Civil Reserve Air Fleet Program. Several other airlines, including United, JetBlue and Alaska Airlines, all already requiring workers to be vaccinated if they want to work. The Powerball jackpot keeps getting bigger again, as lottery officials say there were no tickets sold with all 6 numbers in last night's drawing, so that means Monday night's jackpot in that multi-state lottery game will be worth $670 million. Many Americans wondering if it's going to be safe to get together with family and friends for the upcoming holiday season. The foremost infectious disease expert in America, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says
it's just too soon to tell. We've just got to concentrate on continuing to get those numbers down.
Fauci saying on CBS's Face the Nation that means concentrating as well on getting those not vaccinated yet to get the shots. And a New York City man is chalking up a 57th arrest so far this year. The NYPD says 22-year-old Isaac Rodriguez has been arrested 46 times for shoplifting alone. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.